Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
So here's the thing. Who hasn't drawn a penis on their desk?
I did not. I didn't know how rude to make it. Because I didn't know if we were going to scan these onto the podcast. And I did not want to necessarily draw dicks.
Be responsible for our penis.
You know, yeah. Should we show and tell?
Should we
show and tell? Mine is the USS penis crime.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here's your desk. I'm sorry.
Is there...
Right. Okay, so...
Well, I don't...
So hold on a second.
That kind of looks...
Okay,
so what are all the marks all over the desk?
This is wood grain.
Oh, I see.
Wood grain of the desk.
You got one of the old desks.
Yeah, I got a big old beefy arm. Very important. I got Super S.
Yes!
Super S, very important. Sad stick figure. Little skull. Incorrect math equation. I got a crudely drawn penis. I got a very poorly drawn Sean Spencer from Psych. Crossed out. Next to a much better drawn Sean Spencer from Psych, with an arrow indicating that that drawing is a far superior version. And I have the corruption marked Mark of Raz, the only place where the wood grain does not stay.
Interesting. And just for everyone's benefit, Will today is wearing...
A lot of goth stuff.
He actually made magnetic stud earrings.
It's true. Or I pierced my ears just for this. Believe whatever you will. I may or may not be wearing eyeliner and mascara.
He's probably wearing
it's
eyeliner
and
mascara.
It's not his first time, don't worry.
I did not originally have fingerless gloves for this. I left them somewhere else, but I now do.
So you're like, that could be arranged. So, Caitlin, what about you?
Mm-hmm. This is my desk. Mara's desk. Well, obviously other people have had this desk before me. At the top, there are... The old Homer teacher, Mr. Feynman, was apparently a faggot, but then apparently whoever thought that was also a faggot, according to their...
You have a little conversation, you have a little discussion thread going on your desk.
And also, apparently, the previous class lacked, there was not a large amount of titties in it.
Yeah. Mm.
There were not enough titties. And
so there's several pairs of titties
this,
on
there
here.
Was several pairs of titties. There was also... the maiden voyage on here of the USS Penis Prize from the class of 09. In addition, there's a whole bunch of meat.
Now, is it actual meat or meat graffitied on there?
It's meat graffitied on there.
Just making sure there's not like a big pile of ground beef sitting on the desk.
No, that's silly. That's ridiculous. If it was ground beef sitting on the desk, it wouldn't have a face. See how happy this little ground beef is?
Oh, that's cute.
He's got a little smiley face. He's the only meat on there with a face. And there's a little guy with a bite out of him. He's pretty happy about being eaten. But really, that's all that's on my desk. Mara gets kind of hungry in class, so she draws a lot of food. But other than that, it's mostly other people's stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what are you were also coming costume today?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. My character dress is pretty normally, but I really, really, really. Really, really, really overdid it with trying to make my eyes look really sunk in.
Yeah. I like it. And this is Dave, and this is my desk. So, you get the Wolves logo in the upper left. I drew that. Go Wolves. Somebody in chemistry class, I guess, who has this desk, writes all like their little equations and crib notes and stuff. I don't know if it's right or wrong, because I don't take chemistry. But like half the desk is filled in with like these little scribbles of chemical formulas and stuff. And there's a cross that says Jesus, And then right next to that, there's like this streak that looks like a burn mark, maybe cigarette, but no one should be smoking in class, so I don't really know what that's from. In the lower right-hand corner, there was a penis with some little stuff dripping off of it. But I it was etched into the desk, but it made me sort of kind of uncomfortable, so I scribbled over it, but I couldn't, like, scratch it out. So, and then in the middle, last year, I wrote Gabe loves Katie, but then I crossed it out because I don't date Katie anymore. And and then in the left, lower left, it says Mary's a slut, and then underneath someone else wrote, no, she's not, but, like, who's Mary? And then, like there's a big crack, actually, that goes from the middle of the desk, kind of jaggy, to the bottom. And that was... The desk got cracked when I was fighting, like, this lizard creature, and it's not my fault. I didn't break the desk. So... And I'm in my gym shorts, sneakers, and my like Under Armour top. Mm. So, don't you feel bad now?
I do. I feel like I dressed up reasonably professionally. Chassis does not. I'm not dressed as Chassis. No. Not at
all. It might be a little hard if you've got to go to work immediately before.
Yeah.
We can get you a Three Wolf Moon shirt.
Her dad wears a Three Wolf Moon shirt. Okay. I was actually thinking about this. He actually wears a Three Wolf Moon shirt.
I believe you.
Yeah. But no.
That seems appropriate.
I'm going to get a Chassis outfit next time. All right, so this is Chassis' desk, and if you notice, there is a giant gaping chunk taken out of one side, which is her contribution. Everything else is previous desk stuff.
So is that like where the laminate has just been peeled off and there's still the plywood underneath?
No. It is literally, can see the laminate is gone in these little darker spots and the wood is
just snapped off the rest of it. That's
she's
nice.
Just been digging away at it. Have you ever seen like the dog shaming pictures where it's like my dog ate drywall? That's what has happened here. And so, yeah, so there could have theoretically been a penis drawing in this corner. I don't, Chassis doesn't really remember that far back.
Not every desk has to have
not
a penis.
Every desk has
that's
to
ridiculous.
Have a penis.
I don't believe you, really.
Yeah,
that's
so,
not to say that every desk doesn't. It doesn't have to.
Yeah. So we have lots of sort of relics of the past, including a quadratic formula plus pi times your mom. hashtag butts. And Team Steven, who Monica used to love, but now she loves Alan. And then
Forever. Yes.
We also have Dead Spiders for Life, who were this punk band who won the high school talent show for 3 years running. Mm-hmm. But then, they all... dropped out and never went anywhere. And there's a little excellently executed drawing of a snake on the side by the Serpentine from 2 years ago, who is now playing. And then this poor, sad saga of KP and all of the men who she was in love with that all were... Their first name was L. She was obsessed with dating men named Lawrence, Larry, Lorenzo, until she finally had a baby, and then they had baby Lorenzo, who was a creepy changeling baby, and then she found out that there was graffiti about it. It's a complicated backstory. Anyways, yeah. And a skull and phone numbers and, things like that.
You would enjoy Monster of the
Week. Seer?
A lot, I think. It is a lighthearted
and
fun.
So who would like to get highlighted first?
Sure, I'll do it. Who has the most strings on me?
I only got one, so not me.
You're Chloe.
I am indeed.
Does anyone have two strings on Chloe?
Caitlin?
Hmm?
You're the only other person.
Do you have two strings on Chloe, or just one?
One.
Okay, so you two are tied.
Yeah.
Why don't you go?
What
do you want to see me do?
You will be volatile.
I'll be volatile?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Look to the ceiling.
What do you want me to do, Yanni?
I don't remember what the stats are.
Don't look at my stats.
No, I don't remember what the base stats
are. Don't look at my stats either. Random thing. I'll do it.
Hold on, volatile.
I want to see your hard highlighted this week.
I've already got
that. I want to see your weird highlighted.
No, my weird.
And Darken. You did volatile.
Yeah. What?
You
got volatile. Do whatever you say.
about hot, hot and hot, volatile? That
hot and
exciting.
Volatile. Nice.
Kind of like a...
Ah, my favorite kind of
in trouble today.
we just want to go around... Chassis, you want who's got strings
Gabe
on chassis?
Gabe has the most strings on chassis.
Well, actually, I would have it on my sheet. Or you're counting it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I'm counting it that way.
Oh, see, I'm paying attention. Oh, about me.
That's a fine idea.
Yeah, I should probably go through and like make a master list of the strings. But
yeah,
I have a little grid. Strings. See, you'd be hot.
Yeah, you do. All right.
Hey, I killed this thing. Yeah. It's pretty sexy, right?
My
I brought it for
amazing.
You.
Were you hot and volatile last week?
Mm-hmm. Which I did nothing with because I did not understand.
Yeah. Well, then let's just keep it the same.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I like to hear.
All right.
Keep
and
it the same.
Gabe, has
yeah, I have no idea
what
those strings on me.
I have two.
I got none.
Yeah, so.
Hey.
So, Caitlin, you get to choose Gabe's fate.
Mara.
I'd like you to see you be volatile.
Violent week.
I think I want to see you be cold, just so we don't have everybody be hot and volatile.
That's fine. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, I got a great idea. We can do two things, but at once. It's all... I'll do that.
All right, and then... Who's got strings on Mara?
I have two.
I got two.
I also have two.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
Your choice, Caitlin.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what? I don't think Chassis has done anything with mine yet.
Yeah. You'll be cold.
All right.
Cold.
Whoa.
Cold?
As the north wind.
Cold as the north wind.
Do you have a huge preference?
Let's see. How about...
I could just do volatile. Make everybody be volatile today. I think I'm going to. Since,
all right.
Since you don't have a strong opinion.
We are teenagers.
Yeah.
All right,
just getting so
this is just like me as a teenager.
Lashing out and running away.
Cold and volatile.
Thank you, Duncan Sheet, for telling
actually,
me what stats
it's mean. Just like me as a teenager because I roll cold to turn someone on.
I don't even care.
I don't care.
No, I think he's more than that.
Like, whatever.
Hi.
What's cool in this game? I don't get it.
So,
not a one-to-one.
I think when we left you two, your
food had just arrived.
Mm-hmm. Well, food had already eaten.
Yeah,
and she's like, hey, let's go see a movie.
You did food, right. and we were like, you guys were like, yeah, let's go see a movie. And then we cut scene, and...
You can see what movie. Want to watch Face Punch?
This punch seems pretty cool.
That is also a movie from the real Twilight movie.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't even Face Punch 2. Or Face Punch 3. I would have let them
that
have
actually,
Face Punch
that actually increases my consideration of the Twilight movies.
No, it would have been Face Punch 2. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Face Punch. It sounds like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yes, it does.
Because
maybe it's a sequel to Face Off. You don't know.
So
he smudges his face with John Travolta's fists.
Unfortunately, Face Punch is no longer in the theaters.
What is it?
Your choices when you get to the theater, unless you guys plan ahead, which I'm assuming you didn't.
What?
Are Beautiful Creatures, Dark Skies, Warm Bodies, Side Effects, and Silver Linings Playbook. I don't know if any of these actually sound interesting to you.
I saw Silver Linings Playbook. I mean, out of character, I saw Silver Linings Playbook the other day.
I'd really like to see Beautiful Creatures.
I'd really like to not see Beautiful Creatures.
But they're beautiful. It's like witches.
You're like borderline.
What? Borderline what?
Okay,
so we're seeing Beautiful Creatures. Right?
Okay.
It's really cool.
You like witches, don't you?
I like witches. It's just, you know, they're powerful. They've got their own thing. They can choose the black or white fate destiny thing. That's really popular these days, and it's really cool. There's nothing wrong with that as a theme. Black or white. See it.
You sound kind of racist right now.
It's not how it was intended. Are you playing?
So are you trying to shut him down?
I don't know.
But you're paying right, because I paid at Red Robin for me, but not for you. But that was about what it would cost for the movie tickets.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I'm not joking. It is customary to pay for the tickets.
What, is this a date?
If you want it to be, it could be. I mean, I don't know, actually. Maybe? Could it be a not date, but with maybe making out?
Well, see, if you want me to buy tickets for you, then this is going to have to be a date.
Then it is a date, sweetie. Get those tickets.
Can I read a... I can't
read a stitch. That doesn't
make sense. Can I,
read person?
What the fuck do
the world
I do,
is a mystery
man.
To teenagers. They cannot read stitches. They don't know
do
about
do?
It.
Balls.
How badly do you not want to see this movie?
I really don't want to see this movie.
Come then maybe
on.
That's holding steady.
Hold yeah. steady.
To not see the terrible movie.
No, to go and see the terrible movie.
Yeah.
To sit through it.
Nice.
All right, man. I need some dice, y'all.
There's a whole bucket of them.
Bucket of dice.
Here are some dice. Not charging for the dice.
12. I think I can do it.
Okay. So you could either ask me a question about the situation,
Wait,
or you could remove a condition. And you carry one forward for the rest of the scene.
All right.
That's nice.
I'd like...
How do I not watch this movie?
How do I persuade her to watch another movie?
I think that's a question I can answer.
Well, if you're buying the tickets...
what was on the roster again?
Yeah, I'll just let you look at... Just that page. Anything not on it, you can't scroll. Because that's too many choices.
Oh, jeez.
I did get it to the point where there's at least two monster movies on there.
Yeah. And by the way, I think you do mark for that. So don't forget your XP.
Oh, yeah.
X to your P's.
I guess the least terrible looking thing to someone in my character's thing would actually probably, you know, it would actually probably be more bodies.
Hey, that's
yeah.
got brain eating in it.
Yeah. All right. Two for warm bodies.
So, got those tickets?
Yeah, they're for warm bodies.
But I said we should see beautiful creatures, and then you didn't.
I assumed you were talking about zombies or beautiful creatures.
No, zombies are gross. I hate that shit.
Are you kidding? Have you seen who's playing the lead in this movie?
Is it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No, but she is a beautiful creature.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, you did get beautiful creatures.
Yeah, in the form of warm bodies.
Fine, but you owe me this time. You owe me the money for a ticket at some point. Which is another date! Which
bought
is another date.
Two tickets. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
But you wasted my ticket.
No.
So you owe me money for a ticket.
I wasted my money.
Let's
on
just
you.
Go. I don't right. feel like having this conversation anymore.
So I want to cut scene to like halfway through the movie. I haven't actually seen the movie, but I've read the book. So, you know, some bit where lots of poor humans are getting eaten, you are probably getting pretty hungry seeing all of these like warm bodies being devoured by the zombies.
Gotta hold steady.
You do.
What you good at it?
12.
And Mark.
Okay. You
I see a singleton rule. Sorry, you all already hold steady.
Yeah.
Hold steady, sorry.
But
oh,
you, that is a rule of this
game. You do not actually eat any of the other patrons in the movie theater.
Now, I am going to come on to Chloe.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunately, a I mean, you can still do it and roll, but the singleton rule is still the same stat.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, that's more nibbling than I'm used to. A little bit harder. I guess. Oh, okay.
I like. I love romance movies, don't you? That is a 10.
So, yeah, you take a string on them.
And you should say how that, what the reaction is that's giving you the string as well.
She.
Don't put my she's in quotation marks.
They can't see that on the radio.
No man.
Only because you said something.
Yes, because it was offensive.
Well, it's your fault.
No, it's your fault. You did it.
You brought it to light. Sorry, I'm not playing. We should,
get out of here, you owl. Right. Don't even let an owl in here.
So anyway, what is your... Whatever she is doing... Is definitely getting you hot and bothered. What is your reaction?
Oh, it's really fun, but I... Oh, man, if this gets out at school, I am wrecked. People are not sure about Robin, so I can get away with it. But, Mara is definitely a girl, and I would probably get bullied until death. It's so cool. Weird and nice. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Mara, can we maybe eat some popcorn or something? I'll go get popcorn.
You're so confusing, Chloe.
Well, I mean, I like you. I like you. But what would other people say about you and me? You know?
Lesbians are hot.
I think...
They would say that, but they would probably make fun of me.
They already make fun of you.
What?
I mean... Who cares what other people think?
Who makes fun of me?
Who?
Anyone I care about? Could I have a list of names?
Look, you should go get popcorn, like you said.
Do you make fun of me?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Are you telling me the truth?
Yes.
Did you have a flashy thingy mean?
Flashy thingy?
Never mind. You clearly don't like the best movie.
Men in Black?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Did you just make a Men in Black reference during our serious conversation about homophobia in our small town?
Look, it is serious undertones in that movie.
Is Look it? At our fucking popcorn.
Yeah, okay, I'll be back.
That is a scene.
That scene.
And we're gonna hop to the next day.
Okay.
And homeroom. Or unless someone has something they want to do before homeroom.
Not me.
No.
Okay.
I like my new car.
How's the weather today? Is it still really crappy?
It's not raining, but it looks like it's gonna rain. It's got that, you know, it's not bad, but it looks, it's promising that it's gonna, like,
okay,
be yucky. but it never actually is. So there are a lot of people missing from class today.
Oh. Is Jeff wrong? Because I needed to talk to him about Marcel.
Nope.
Robin's not here either?
Nope.
Damn it.
And neither is Brian. Brian? AKA Brain.
That's funny, because I kind of got a late start this morning. I didn't get a chance to run at all.
Where is everyone today? Is it 420 again?
That only happens once a year.
Twice a day.
Is Liz here? The one that sits next to Mara?
Is Liz the one who...
Yeah, she was actually was here early.
Okay.
Is she the one that smells bad?
She's smelly.
Yeah.
That's all I got down for her, is that she's smelly.
We have two smelly people, but she's the less pleasantly smelly one.
There's a good smelly and there's a bad smelly.
Yeah.
Or a weird smelly.
So I'm going to go, because you know how, is Chester the molester here today?
Yeah, he is, but,
because I was going to go sit in a desk, or instead of sitting at my desk, I was going to go sit in a desk over by Mara.
Oh, okay.
But, well, that's fine. I can talk to her after homeroom. It's not a big deal. But I am kind of looking around, wondering where everyone went.
Actually, Harmony comes up to you, and it's like, hey, have you seen, Robin around?
Robin? Well, I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, no,
why?
I did too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he was checking something out for me. Right?
That was for you?
Never mind. What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. So what's up? You going to the game Friday?
I'm the photographer. Of course I'm going to the game
Friday. Awesome. Awesome. We gotta get everybody there. It's gonna be a great game. It's really important. It's the first game of the season.
Well, if you see Robin, tell him I need to talk to him.
I saw him last night. We were going to be on a date, but I ditched him.
Well, that was nice.
Highway. Oh.
Chloe.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I don't know. What's your problem? I don't have a problem.
Look, if you weren't my buddy's girlfriend...
Okay.
Then...
Oh, she's not his girlfriend.
Stop. I totally am.
No, she totally ditched him out of a car on the freeway last night.
Oh, I thought I recognized that guy! I drove by him, like, twice! He was walking forever. Anyways,
carry on. She's acting like it's her car. It's pretty hilarious.
You took his car? That's not cool.
Well, I normally drive... He got out of the car.
But you can't just take somebody's car. It's their stuff.
But he's not using it now.
We gotta give him his car back.
Well, as soon as I see him, I'll give it back to him.
Give me the fucking keys.
Whoa, it's not your car.
Yeah, but he's my friend. I'll take care of him.
He's my ex.
Which means he's none of your damn business anymore. Give me the fucking keys. And then I stand over and I get in her face.
No!
So I think either or both. You're trying to... He's not an NPC.
No.
You're trying to shut him down, maybe... Or maybe you're trying to hold steady. I'm still trying to get a handle.
I might be making her hold steady at this point.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not quite at the point where I'm about to lash out, but
voice raised a little bit.
So yeah.
We're
getting.
You know what? You can have the keys. I don't even want them.
Okay.
Kind of want them, but not if you want them.
Yeah, you might want to put a condition on him. Or yeah, so you get to make whatever move you like. It doesn't even say on a 6-.
But if you see him, could you, like, tell him I'm worried?
I don't get you.
Well, I can be mad at a guy and be worried about him.
So,
I'm not a monster.
At this point,
I need to have a talk.
Mr. Keith comes in, and it's odd. It's actually like almost 10 minutes past when homeroom is supposed to have started, and Mr. Keith is usually punctual. All right, sit down, everybody. You may have noticed there are some students out. Does anybody know what's going on?
They all have AIDS.
Thank you, Mara. Helpful.
That's not
always.
Funny.
It's
a little funny. It's not funny.
Is there some
My dad
of...
does missionary work in Africa. That's not funny.
My mom does.
You ever seen somebody
work.
Die of AIDS?
Yes.
What, seriously?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jesus, you're not special, Gabe. It wouldn't have been funny if I hadn't seen someone die of AIDS. References what makes it funny. Mr. Keith, you can continue.
If any of you hear about where the missing students are, let me know. You know you can talk to me.
Well, we want to know, too. I mean, God, how many students are out?
He, looks like he's trying to think really hard of a way to avoid answering that question.
Are any of the other, like, Jeff's out, or any other guys from the team out? I wasn't there this morning to work out.
I don't know the precise details.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Mr.
Can I ask a question?
Mr. Keith.
I have a question, Mr. Keith.
What is it, Cassidy?
You tend to be pretty punctual. Do you know where the other students are?
No, I don't know where the other students are. And none of you have any idea? There's no, like, secret party going on today, or...
No, but that is a good idea.
No, it's not.
Mr. Keith, I'm going to be honest with you. If there was, I would know about it, and there is not.
Wait, hold up. Guys. Secret party, guys. Tonight. My place.
Very funny, Chloe. Put the phone away.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I know.
I pull out my phone and I text Jeff.
So you're coming? You're invited to Mara. You'll get the text message in a little bit.
I text Jeff, ask him where he is, and then I text a couple other guys from the team. We'll say I text Mark, and I text Hunter.
Okay. I'm going to say you get a text back from Hunter. What do you send them?
Just, hey, what's up? You guys in school today? Are you guys in today? You guys here today?
Yeah, Hunter says something like, was here early, didn't see you at the track.
Yeah, I text back, I was late.
And
whatever.
But you don't hear anything from
Jeff or Mark?
Jeff or Mark. Though Mark is not very punctual about replying to texts.
Okay. Hunter's in a different homeroom. I'll ask him if anybody else is out today. Anybody else on the team is out today.
He says basically yes.
Like, crap.
Who's out on your end?
Yeah, and I just told Jeff.
Maybe another guy or two on the team is missing, but you don't get a lot of information because it's text messaging.
Yeah, it's text. Whatever. Thanks, dude. See you at practice.
Jesse, you coming to the secret party?
It takes her a really long time to type. She keeps messing it up, and eventually she types Y, and that's all she says to you.
Just the letter Y?
Just the letter Y. She hopes that you understand it means yes.
I don't know whether that she's wondering whether or not, like, why I'm having a party. Or
by the way, Chassie is staring at you across the room while you read the text.
Chassie, So are you coming
Mara,
to the secret party?
Did you say you were going?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You sent me a why, and I don't know what the why is.
Why for yes?
Why for yes?
Yes.
What if you asked why?
I don't know.
What would you send?
Would it also be a why? It's not really my thing.
Probably.
Secret party meet as ruse to find out number of people missing.
It's not a secret party.
Not a bad idea, actually.
You wanna? Are you gonna come to the secret party, Gabe? We got
our
cute boys.
Coming.
What the fuck?
What? Robin's invited too. He's missing. And invited to the secret party.
That is not the issue.
If he shows up, he's not missing anymore.
That's not the issue.
I think it's good if Gabe comes. We should come. Yeah, we're gonna come.
Even if
Jeff doesn't show up, I'll be there.
I can't drink, because...
Oh,
I'll get in trouble with the coach.
Why not?
I'll get in trouble with the coach. And I'll get in trouble with my dad.
Something to do.
But your dad's in Africa, right?
No, not now. He came back.
He's going and seeing...
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Right.
Bodies last night?
I didn't see your warm body.
Mr. Keith is just ignoring all of the banter going back and forth about the party.
Is there like a winky emoticon?
Yes, there is.
Did you just send back a winky emoticon with relation to us not getting down? Because that is not cool.
It could be cool later. Or warm. Maybe even hot. Because hot is also a word for sexy.
Okay, then I will come to your party.
Hey, you'll...
With that in mind...
What? No, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't come to the party after all.
Did you just uninvite me?
No, you could come. It's just for fun.
Will there be poon or no poon?
Like, there'll be spoons. We're gonna have, like, serving spoons.
I didn't leave off no S's, girl.
You're using up a lot of your minutes or texts for this. Do you have an unlimited plan? Otherwise,
what are you two texting about anyway?
Yeah, it's awful quiet.
Nothing? There's no...
Farm equipment. The harvest is good this year.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I didn't know you guys were into farming. That's really interesting.
We were actually talking about lesbian sex.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I don't know which I believe.
Alright, I think we're gonna...
You're gonna watch it until Robin gets back.
Well, maybe you should watch it. Why are you threatening me?
Or maybe I am.
Well, fuck you. This is a really bad teacher.
I think actually,
sit down and watch your fucking.
Oh,
I'm really sorry. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You can't get into a fight because your coach will be really pissed off.
I wouldn't hit you anyway. You're a girl.
Oh, so you're too much of a pussy.
I can fight a girl for you. I can fight a girl.
So you can have someone fight for you. You can't even fight your own battles?
I don't have to.
Just as a point of notice here, actually, Mr. Keith left after about 5 minutes of talking to you guys. Yeah. This has been about the most disorganized homeroom you've ever experienced in this school.
What's the matter?
You just watch yourself.
No, I'm calling you out right now. We can go right now.
You're not worth my time.
I punch you.
Alright, well, that's...
Oh, really?
Out
yes.
You don't really need a lot of buzz
for
that.
I hop the desk. And you know what? I'm going to hit you really fucking hard. Hey, Raz. Before I do that, graze myself a little bit.
I think it might be a bit too late to call on Raz. You already said you were punching him.
Oh, I have to... Okay.
Sorry.
That's like my thing.
Yeah, well.
Normally I only have to give him a little cut. Do I have to... See, the only reason I was doing it that way is the power flows through. It gives you a +2 to your next roll, which I guess I could...
I don't think you have to... Like, if you're asking for something deliberate...
Yeah.
Then sure. The blood is needed. For just using this, though,
yeah.
I think you maybe don't even have to say it out loud. You just want it
bad enough, and
yeah.
He knows. Okay.
Which is why he gets a string on you
yeah.
rather than makes a deal. It's
okay.
just like,
okay.
here you're saying...
I'm calling upon him for a specific thing with the strings attached.
Right.
Okay.
But here you're just...
I'm just...
You're like...
Help me fuck
give
this
me
guy
power!
Up. Yeah, okay.
Or all whatever.
Right. Okay.
So he gets a string, you get a plus two? Which is convenient, because I'm going to spend a string to make you hold steady to do it. I'm a big, tough guy. You going to come at me? You got to hold steady.
I'll come at you, which apparently is my next roll. Which is good enough. I get a 6-8 for holding steady. Choose, you keep your cool, you pick an option from the 10-up list, but also gain a condition terrified. You know what? I'm not going to be terrified of you. I'm going to fuck you up. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Yep.
Alright.
Did Raz start with a string on you?
Yes. No, he doesn't start with a string. I'm keeping track of Raz's strings, because that is my thing that I wanted to have happen more than anything. So, that sounds cool. But I still really want to fuck you up, so maybe another one. No, that's too much. That's too much for one thing. That's too much power at once. You couldn't handle it. I should have done it. At 6, that is one of those instances where I should have gone for it.
Wait, so you used the power on the punch or on the holding steady?
I had to use the punch on the holding I had to use the power on the holding steady because it was the next roll. It says the next roll you make.
Well, it does say choose before rolling, so I don't think him forcing you to hold steady would...
Then I wouldn't have passed my hold steady, then.
Oh. So...
I have no preference. However you want to... However you guys want to figure it out.
Choose before rolling.
What happens on a failed hold steady? What sounds more fun?
MC makes a hard move, I think.
Yeah.
Do it. That sounds more fun.
I'm still getting my handle on the hard moves.
Doesn't necessarily.
It's sometimes hard to determine what to do, but anytime you need to take a break, that's perfectly fine.
And it doesn't have to happen immediately either.
I can edit this out.
I think it's more a matter of there's a little bit of move cascade, and that's.
Yeah.
If it was just one thing, I could handle it no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Is there someone here on the cheerleading squad? In this room?
I used to be.
Because that's the sort of person who might step in and intercept.
I think Mika, who usually sits in front of Chloe.
Whoa. It says you become your darkest self for lashing out.
If you fail, that's one of the options.
This is one of the
options. I just don't understand exactly. Like, some of the stuff, it's obvious how the story flows.
Could I suggest a thing, maybe?
Yeah.
So Mika reaches in and grabs her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that stops her from moving forward.
But is the hold steady? Or is the lash out?
You can do whatever you want. Doesn't have to follow. A bomb could hit the room. Well, I mean, that's dumb. But,
bombs fall, everyone dies.
Yeah. I mean, you can do anything you want. You can announce off-screen or future badness. You can do all sorts of stuff.
But if you don't hold steady, if he doesn't hold steady, he doesn't get to lash out at all, or...
It says you have to do it to... It says you have to... They have to hold steady in order to do it. So I would think that whatever you do should...
I can just look
at it. I would interpret that as whatever you would do would have
to
be...
What is it called?
When you hold... I'm sorry. It's one of the... When you spend the string... So you can force them to hold steady in order to carry out a certain action.
Oh, that's just a player.
That's when you spend a string, yeah. So I said, all right, in order to come punch me, she's going to have to hold steady. So.
Okay, but I think there is a little more to spending strings. When you spend a string, I think you kind of have to say how that...
I said that I'm a big tough guy and I'm scary, and she's about to punch out the captain. She's about to try to punch out the captain of the football squad. I think that's enough.
How is that the string that
she's also remember? She's also sort of embarrassed. The string I have on her is she's embarrassed that date we went on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and part of that had to do with social station as well, I would assume.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I think
I can work that in. I can work that in better.
Just what I'm trying to say is, when you spend a string, it's not who you are; it's what you know about them. It's using your knowledge, the string really has nothing to do with you.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, being a big jock, unless she's scared of big jocks, isn't really the thing. It's more,
All right, then here's my string. My string is, when she's getting all riled up and she's looks like she's ready to throw a punch, I'm like, really, you're gonna throw a punch at the captain of the football team? Not a real smart idea, yeah. Basically,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes a lot more sense than from that string. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get you. Thank you for clarifying.
So I'm still
No, that's good. That's actually really good.
So we may have more little speed bumps. Mm-hmm. All right, so Mika is tall, thin, blonde, and of less determinate gender than Robin. But she, or possibly he, is very definitely full of skull spirit, if nothing else. and when she hears punch the captain of the football team, she grabs you from behind.
Whoa, fuck you! You know what? This is not worth it.
Hey. Just chill the fuck out, alright? We got a game this Friday. Let's all settle down. Have some school spirit. Thank you, Mika.
I jump on Mika.
Alright, are you. Are
I
you
was trying to
out?
Shut him down.
Oh,
but...
yeah.
Are you trying to shut Mika down?
I was trying to shut
Chloe down.
Chloe down, is that okay? But I guess this is sort of supersedes whatever I was trying to do.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
8.
Okay. And so you harm Mika, but choose one. They gain a string on you. They can deal one harm to you for free if they want to, or you become your darkest self.
Let's see. I guess I'd like them to gain a string on me.
Okay. So you said you leap onto her?
Yeah.
You manage to pull Mika off Chloe, and you both go down, and she seems a little bit repulsed by the bony nature. Like, while she's fighting with you, wrestling, you tend to...
Well, now I'm definitely getting up to my full height and just being like
the
everybody.
Lack of body mass.
It's not really apparent until someone is touching me.
Yeah.
I wear normal sized clothing. They don't really make clothing for people as gaunt as me.
Right.
So everybody, chill the fuck out. All right.
All right. And as he's saying this, is Claire the sweet, funky smelling girl there? Alright, as this happens, I grab Claire by the arm and I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. This shit is crazy. And then I run. So is that something that I can logically do if a giant fight is breaking out and I panic? Can I run away?
That seems like a very... Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know how, since I haven't been participating in the scene a whole lot, is it fair to book it if you're a bystander?
I think,
bystanders can totally book it.
Yeah. Some of the moves, you got a little bit more setup, but get the fuck out of Dodge, I don't think that really requires a lot of setup, unless you're, trying to do some crazy parkour shit to get out of there.
No. Alright, well, I grab Claire and try and say, come with me, I'm getting out!
Okay.
And then I run.
That's a move.
Well, the runaway is definitely a move. I'm thinking whether
manipulate NPC,
an NPC,
and that's also why I'm
would be required first. And I think so.
Okay.
I reserve the right to change my mind the next time you grab someone and make a runaway.
Okay.
But
right,
I think for now we're gonna see how it
it's
works.
Also my intention to manipulate her to come with me.
Yeah.
So how would I roll for that first?
I think. Shit's getting real. Let's get out of here.
Shit's getting real.
Is good enough. So yeah, give me the manipulate. Right.
It is 7 + 1, 8.
Okay.
So that's we'll tell you what it will take for the NPC to do what you want.
Hmm. thing. I thought I'd written something else down about Claire, but I guess I haven't. So I think she's just going to do it. Like, you're right. The situation is effed up. Go ahead and make your runaway roll.
Okay. So that counts as manipulate an NPC, which is a hot thing. Yes. So I get a point for that.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I also run away, which is volatile, and I might get a point for that.
No, you get a point, succeed or fail, remember?
Oh, that's right.
So, like,
okay. Well.
Don't worry about whether or not you do it. Just
so, I run away on a 10-up.
Nice.
Okay. So I jump, what was that? Get away and end up in a safe place. So I run away. I also manage to guide Claire out of the room without her getting kicked in the face by an errant shoe.
Most everybody else in the class who did actually show up is watching the three person brawl that.
So here's what happens: is you've pulled you and Mara, Mika have fallen to the floor in a heap. I assume that's taken care of. I come over to you. I put a very firm hand on your shoulder, and I'm like, "Look, all right, let's cool this. I'm sorry."
I'm sorry.
We have important. This is an important week. Let's just all chill the fuck out.
Fine, apology accepted.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting out of here.
Man, are you trying to shut somebody down? Alright.
And I think that scene, you and...
That de-escalated quickly.
Do you get off of Mika?
So here's the question, would that count as shutting someone down? Or not?
I shut you down. You apologized to me.
Well, but that was a very passive-aggressive apology.
Well, it was a very passive-aggressive acceptance of a passive-aggressive apology.
Is there a BPD woman just living inside you just struggling to get out? Because I feel like there is.
Look. Whatever.
She's certainly big enough for that.
You're lucky I'm gone and not in this scene anymore.
I'm almost inclined to say, let's just go ahead and roll with it.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And then, I literally mean roll.
Oh.
And, so, I mean, before you
if something cool happens,
roll, let me finish.
Yeah,
finish,
okay, go ahead.
And then, you know, we've already kind of played out, but, you know, maybe it goes well, maybe it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, we could have a different outcome.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting to see what happens. Okay, so that is a 7.
Okay, so you each give a condition to one another, or you each lose a string on one another.
Yeah, so, strings on me.
Do
you have any strings on me?
You
know.
Oh, okay.
So.
I don't care about you. It's a condition. I go with terrified, because I'm so scary.
I think you'd each give the condition to the other one.
I don't know what the conditions are.
Hmm? There's not a.
You just make one up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever seems appropriate.
Riled.
That's fine. I'm riled, and you. I'm going to say that everyone is
Mongoloid.
Whoa. What? I don't think you could just give that to someone in a fight.
You realize that everyone who isn't on the floor is, like, looking at you, and, I'm gonna say that you are embarrassed to have caused a scene.
I think that's too many words.
No, embarrassed.
I can be embarrassed.
Okay.
And then I'm like the big man. I just turn and walk out the door. I have a class to go to.
Man, everyone leaves. You're still here. Cool lady. Still here.
All right, and then it is bell and scene and
scene. We're waiting for the bell. We were waiting. We just preempted the bell. Is all.
Something like that. All right.
Shouldn't be talking about that amount of time.
Chassis, you...
Yes.
You have escaped with Claire. Where did you guys go?
We went to the girls' bathroom.
Okay.
The sanctuary of high school.
Good God, are you following me?
No, we're going there on our own.
Well,
and they're there before you, because remember, yeah, they fled.
But I'm borderline, so they followed me.
We anticipated you. So, no, we're just there. And, you know, here's a question. Is Claire flustered? Like, what is she in response to all this? Is she just confused and baffled, or...?
She seems a little together. Actually, you didn't notice it before because there's a lot of people in the class.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you get out in the hall, before you even make it to the bathroom,
mm-hmm,
she smells like garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, and not just like had spaghetti for breakfast.
Right. But, like, delicious garlic.
Yeah.
Not like garlic breath, but like garlic food.
Like
she might be wearing it in her bra.
Sure, or she was chopping garlic for something.
People have
for
different
something
methods, mm-hmm, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't
not
think
as good a one.
Garlic is the best padding.
Bad padding. Oh. Let me tell you. Wait.
Please, I'm all ears. No, wait.
You owl.
No, Corrin works pretty badly, too.
Oh, God.
Are we talking Corrin on the cob?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah, they're natural.
Anyway.
I'm from the 80s, so it works.
That's how we got it made those. Mm-hmm.
50s also did that. Pretty. Mm-hmm. Pretty badly, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyways, well, Chassie definitely smells the supreme garlic. Of course she likes garlic, and so this makes Claire even more attractive to her in an awkward and confusing kind of way.
But going back to your original question, mm-hmm, she doesn't seem as flustered by
the fight
as by the missing people.
Mm.
And, like, but when you get to the bathroom, the first thing she asks is, do you know what's going on? Where is everybody?
And, of course, Chaz is like, no, I have no idea. I have no idea what the hell is going on. People jumping on people? Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't know. There's some kind of tension, but I don't really think it's... I don't think that they, like... I don't think it's related to the people missing this... You know, I don't know where everybody is. I don't think that people are going crazy because people are missing. But
Well, thank you for getting me out of there. I was kind of like a deer in headlights.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. That's what I thought. You know, gotta take care of my buddy Claire, right? We're friends, right?
Yeah. We should stick together while whatever the fuck is going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's...
Oh,
okay. End of scene, new scene.
Do you
new
guys
scene.
Think I'm a freak?
You dress in black all the time. Isn't that what you want?
No.
Then why do you dress in black all the time?
Because it's hot.
Well... Yeah.
Are the chains and spikes really necessary, though?
Yes, they are necessary. It's hotter that way.
But it's hard to, like, get to you.
That's even better.
Oh. You remind me of Lumpy Space Princess right
now. Who the fuck is Lumpy Space Princess? There's only Lumpy Space Prince. That episode doesn't come out yet.
Oh my God.
When they switch the genders.
In this world, Adventure Time is with Fiona and Kay.
It is. Not that I know about it, because that's lame. Anyway, so you guys think I'm a freak?
No, I don't think you're a freak.
Are you lying to me to be nice? Because you don't have to.
You know I don't
lie. If you really want to be a freak, you should dye your hair.
Shut the fuck up, that is expensive.
Well, it's not that expensive. I mean, you can get, like, bleach and put your hair in bleach in the sink and then put Kool-Aid on it. That only costs like $2.
That sounds awful.
But oh, I mean, it's cheap. People know you're a freak then.
Yeah.
Are you guys serious?
Well, I mean, I think that you look just fine without it.
I glide in in that Mara way. Are you guys doing cocaine in here?
Not now.
What?
I was intending to be humorous.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were offering, but alright.
Yeah.
Anyways, we were talking about holding Chloe's head in the sink and pouring bleach on it.
We were talking about that as a hypothetical situation rather than as an implied you're gonna dye my hair right now.
Well, oh, I don't think it's not right now.
That just became so much less interesting.
I'm just saying I could do that for you.
I would prefer not.
Well, so I could do that for you.
We could do it together for you.
We could do it before the party.
Yeah. Everybody in the party will be like, oh shit, what happened to your head?
And that would be cool?
But in a good way.
But you guys think, would that be cool?
I think it'd be cool.
You think it would work?
We'll make it work, won't we? Put a bleach pen on it, you know.
My older sister bleached her hair once.
Oh. Would you guys really do that for me?
Well, that was later. Maybe at the party. Later?
She's implying promiscuity.
Was it a bleach baby?
I don't think that's how babies work. It's not 9 months later. It is 9 months later. Not. Never mind.
So will you guys do it or what?
I'll do it.
Because we got the party tonight. Right. I don't know exactly tonight.
We could break into the janitor's closet. I bet there's bleach in there.
Ooh, good
you know what there is? And there's like that blue shit too. I've seen him clean stuff up with it.
Yeah.
You should drink it too. That also sounds like a good idea while we're playing with household chemicals.
I don't think I should drink it. But I bet I could use it as hair dye. Because it seems like it'd be really permanent.
Yeah, but that stuff smells nasty. And then we could mix it
with the ammonia.
No, it smells clean. Oh, it smells really clean.
But clean's not a good smell, trust me. I would know.
I can tell you feel that way.
And what exactly does that mean?
That you smell the way that you want to.
And what exactly is the way that I want to?
Apparently it seems not like... clean. So you'll dye my hair or what? I think that's a manipulate.
That's manipulate PCs.
You can't... But Chassie takes offense to that. And I think she might lash out physically. As in, she pulls your hair over to the sink and starts putting, like, soap on it. And it gets in your eyes.
Oh, it's in my eyes.
I think that's,
So that's a lash out physically?
Yeah, but... Yeah. We might have to go back in time a bit if you flub the roll.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. All right, so that's 10, right?
Seems pretty good.
Yeah. So I grab you by the hair and begin putting soap in it from a little soap dispenser.
How much harm does... Is it one harm for just unarmed stuff in this game, or is it zero harm?
Are you intending to deal
it's
damage?
It's one harm.
No, I want to gain a string on you.
Well, okay. you still...
Can I do that with a...
You still deal harm.
Okay, well, I deal harm.
And then you choose one. The harm is great, or you gain a string on them, or they need to hold steady before they can retaliate during this scene.
I would like to see what happens if they hold steady.
To
before I retaliate?
Before you retaliate, yes.
Ah, crap. Okay. There is snot.
There's some...
I feel like snot myself. Oh,
yeah. It's not... I don't have any actual tissues, but...
Oh, God, what the fuck are you doing?
Is that your hold steady?
I'm gonna try.
I'm getting the process started! Call me, smell bad off! And she's incoherent at this point and just kind of growling at you.
I think if I don't move, she might not drown me.
What'd you get?
I got 6.
Laura!
A stream of obscenities.
I'm being cussing. Drowned right now in front of you.
Yeah.
Claire looks
very slowly
like
apparently.
She wants to bolt.
You know who could save you? One of those cute guys who's coming to your party tonight that you were talking about.
You can come too. I said you. I re-invited you. Glug glug glug.
I thought. Yeah, but I thought you were re-inviting me as a cool friend.
Fine. You're invited as more than that.
As more than that? As what kind? Do you mean like...
At this point, am I holding Chloe's sopping head above the sink so you can...
Yes.
No, I think it's still in the sink and like Claire is like tugging very gently at your sleeve. Like, Cassie, I think that's enough.
Are you inviting me as like a scuba instructor or an English tutor or like a really cool aunt who comes over and gets drunk at the holidays?
None of those are upgrades from best friend. Those are all down. Would you please stop? I'm trying to get her to help me. To fight you. Hold up a second. So are you going to fight her? Or what?
Look, let's be practical. The world works according to.
I really appreciate you holding me above the water, by the way. Right?
Yeah.
Now.
You're welcome.
Let's approach this from an economic perspective.
An economic perspective.
We operate in our world, you know, with transactions involving certain, the exchange of certain goods and services.
Goods and services, I see. So, like, I'll pay you $20?
No.
Because you're providing a service for a goods, which is $20.
That wasn't exactly what I was thinking.
Hold up, could you actually let me go? I need my hands for this.
I think you should continue holding her.
Fine.
Okay, thank you.
Fine.
Okay, so...
Have fun.
Okay.
Well, see, now I have nothing to offer you, so the conversation is over.
It's not over. You can still beat her up.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Give me a second. I'm drying my hands off. I don't know.
Mara.
What?
I'm getting the sit. Not Mara.
You're Mara, stupid.
Bimbo. Chloe.
What?
Sweetheart. Keep on getting the sense that you don't feel about this the way I feel about this.
I feel some ways about it.
But I don't get the sense that they're the same ways.
Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader.
Claire at this point has, like, sort of is standing behind Chassis.
Don't you go anywhere,
up,
Claire.
Leaning up.
Don't
and,
you
like,
fucking go anywhere.
Listening intently to the back and forth.
Don't go anywhere, Claire. What was that?
Well, I mean, you know, you run out on me in the middle of our thing.
But I ran out on Robin to be with you.
That just establishes a worrisome pattern of behavior.
Why? That seems fine. Because I'm with you now.
It doesn't sound fine.
I mean, I'm not. That's gay. And that is
it
not
is
me.
It is gay.
I mean, that'd be fine if it was. I don't know.
Well, it's not.
She did gay things with me.
God damn it.
Really?
Oh, fuck, Mara. Now you are definitely not invited to my secret party. Which,
well, what if I invite her?
Well, that would work. You'd get a plus one.
What if
one.
I want her plus one?
Shit.
Yeah. What about that, then?
Oh, God.
We'll both put bleach in your hair.
Mm-hmm. Are you still going to bleach my hair, by the way?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Well, what if you bleach the color you don't
All right,
like?
I think that's
the second bell ring.
Yeah.
So I would just put it out there that I am currently feeling emasculated and riled up, and that is not a good combination for me. And there's only two ways that I can help fix that.
Mm-hmm.
One would be getting some alone time by myself.
Alone time by yourself.
And one would be punching the hell out of something.
Mm. Or with another person.
true.
Well,
so I don't know what I don't know if this necessarily needs a scene, but he's got third period. Gabe's got third period free, and he is totally just going to go out to the. Well, he's going to go out by the athletic facilities first, and sometimes he lifts during to blow off a little steam during school. But put this on pause for a second. So I'm going to go out by the field house maybe and see if anybody from the team is there that's got the period off, or I might just go out. Grab a football, go out, and just sit up in the stands and just try to clear my head a little bit.
Okay. I think, as you're heading out to the field...
Yeah.
Harmony is gonna come up to you again.
Oh, hey, Harmony.
Hey. You said you were having Robin look into something, right?
Yeah.
Was it Marcel?
Am I going to get in trouble for this? What's going
on? I don't
on?
Know. Well, Robin was asking me about Marcel yesterday.
Okay.
And, well, Robin didn't show up today, and lots of other people didn't show up today.
You think and that's connected? I mean, look, there's been plenty of weird shit that's happened around here before, so...
Well...
I guess I wouldn't... discount it, but God, I hope nothing happened to Robin. He's writing a paper for... I mean... Damn it. This has been a really crappy day so far.
So, I don't know that it's connected. It's just... Well, I there's something weird.
Tell me.
I'm not sure...
What's going on?
Can we go somewhere where...
Sure. You and me... and so... There's this back hallway behind, like, where they stash a bunch of the tackling dummies that's, like... So it's, like, right... behind the field house, between the field house and, like, the athletic offices and, like, the door that goes out to where the track and the stadium are. There's this... It's, like, the storage area slash, like, hallway. It's only partially, like, heated. So it's probably pretty chilly in there, but it's completely private. And sometimes, you know, I'll take a girl back there, but, you know, like...
So
today I'm just going to take a girl back there.
That's good.
I know a place.
You get somewhere a little off the beaten track, and she pulls out a couple of yearbooks from her backpack.
All right.
I can't be sure because Robin took one of the books, but I don't think Marcel is Marcel. He used to be on the football team in the first 2 years.
I remember and, a guy. Like, you know what? Like, now that you say, I remember a guy named Marcel because he was like. Yeah, he dropped off the team after freshman year. After
sophomore.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sophomore,
all right,
second year, right?
Yeah.
I
guess you're right.
And so she's like,
I don't really remember.
She's got the sophomore yearbook, and it's got a couple of pictures of him, not a bunch. And then she's got the...
Because he's a senior this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that guy.
It's freshman, sophomore...
Junior.
So... She's also got the senior book, and it's also got pictures of him, but only I guess that doesn't work. And she's got the
freshman and the junior year yearbook because it's at the end of the year.
And the pictures, they look pretty similar, but if you look closely, it doesn't look exactly like the same person. It's got the same name in there, he's doing entirely different shit. He's like...
So you think something happened to him. It's like... Oh, that's so weird.
It is.
We gotta figure out what's... Because I had this feeling like he might be in trouble or something. You know what? I put my arm around her. It's like, I have an idea. Right? I gotta get ready for the game on Friday. But why don't you... Why don't you... Check this out. Figure out if he's here today. Maybe try to track him down. Tell him I need to talk to him. All right?
Okay. Well, I think this is where you roll.
Yeah, that's where I roll dice. Ooh. 6.
No, when you're a bad person.
All right, so tell me again what you were asking.
Oh, if you think there's something up with this guy, I think you might be in trouble. I mean, I think there may be something. You might be in trouble. So, I said, you know, maybe like I'm going to be real busy, but maybe you can track him down and tell him I need to talk to him. Come find me, right?
I guess. I mean, what's in it for me?
What do you mean, what's in it for you? You were the one who was worried about what's going on, right? You're worried about all the people are missing, right? Robin.
I'm worried about Robin.
Jeff and everybody else. Well, why don't you... Are you going to help or not? What do you think I should do?
I think we need to find out where Robin went. Otherwise, we might have a different Robin tomorrow. Just like we have...
Okay, you're starting to freak me out.
All right, look, I'll...
All right,
I'll see what I can find out, but...
Well, do you know Robin... You know what? Robin's dad goes to my dad's church. I bet I can get his phone number. I can text him or call him or something and find out what's up with him today.
Okay.
I'll do that. All right. And while I've still got my arm around her, I'll be like, "So, did you hear about Chloe's party tonight?"
Yeah, I'd probably be dumb.
Well, everybody's gonna be there. I mean, it's Chloe, but who cares?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, maybe Robin will show up.
Yeah, maybe.
You should totally come.
Are you asking me?
And I kind of pull around. Yeah, you should definitely come. Another roll that doesn't get me anything.
Trying to turn her on or manipulate?
Turn her on, actually.
Okay.
I'm bad at this job. 6.
Only had one higher. Both flow past.
Well, I'm really hoping Robin will be there. You should have your dad call his dad.
She's not helping. All right.
It's pretty obvious she's more interested in Robin than in you.
All right. That's cool. Well, if you want to come, you should come. Otherwise, yeah, I'm sort of flustered. I sort of like, I'll go.
I think
I'll call.
I think,
and I sort of be like, we kind of leave the back area. I kind of peek out to make sure nobody's looking, and then we.
No, I need to organize my ship because it is not.
I know who I can get to cater my party.
Is it Mara?
No.
Is it your butcher?
Me?
So...
One of his minor aspects.
So I'm not really sure how to tell you...
Catering?
Maybe,
Just say it, whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
It's player versus character knowledge, anyway.
Well, yeah.
Does she get a string on me because I'm an idiot?
Maybe Harmony kind of leads you on for a second before like shooting you down and
So she kind of leans in and she's like, "I'm really concerned about Robin," and she kind of.
Nice.
I mean, so,
this is not helping.
I just don't see how.
No, that's fine.
I can say gets a string on you without naming the move.
No,
like
no.
Some of these.
Man, I wish you could just up the condition.
Here's what you do. You just say she leans in. She kind of, you can smell her perfume.
To blue balls.
Says, you know, I'm really more concerned right now. I'm really concerned about Robin, and push it, and then she, you know, she pushes you away.
Okay.
She gets a string on you.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
I think
that's
perfectly fine. In story rather than mechanic.
To do it, you have to do it.
Right on. It's just
everyone's got to do it,
including
just
you.
Just explaining that.
I know.
That one's a little bit more difficult to.
No, I like that resolution to it though.
Okay.
That's fine. And so, all right.
And so then. She heads off to do whatever.
You know what? I'm going to stay in that room. I've still got my football.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
You can't just cut the hole in it.
So tell us a little about this. You haven't listened to the Abyss yet, have you?
Oh yeah, I have. That was the first thing I did.
Oh right, right.
Instead of the Sands of Football, I just sit there like that's my alone time. I need this.
Sure, crystal ball.
I need this to clear my head.
Your pigskin ball.
Exactly.
In the light, it turns into diamonds.
I see.
It's a vampire ball.
Five.
Wow. You're just batting a million today.
You know what this reminds me of?
Because this is football.
A situation where it wasn't lethal.
Sorry, Found.
It's cool. It's like, whatever. Yeah. I don't even care.
No, this might be lethal. Who knows? I might be about to get jumped by vampires. I'm sitting in the dark. Alone.
Whatever. You're probably more likely to get jumped by Maras.
What an excellent idea. Yeah.
She probably could track me by scent as well as, well, okay, there's at least two players here who could probably track me by scent. A third if you ask a favor for it.
I'm like the moaning myrtle of the school. I'm gonna show up anywhere.
I'm probably the only one who doesn't track by scent. Or who can't.
You know what, I actually couldn't track by scent. I don't have that yet.
You want to show up, you can. Yeah.
Robin can probably do it for whoever her one true love is. True.
She just knows.
I just know, you know?
I can smell your soul.
Your every breath is a gift.
So you're about to bring the hammer down on me, Yoni?
I'm thinking.
Do it.
Give me a moment.
If you don't, can I?
Do it. That would almost be more awesome because it would mean another player was in the scene. No, I need to contrive.
Oh, Mara,
you are free to wield me as a weapon.
And I actually kind of wanted to have a scene alone with you at some point.
All right, awesome.
Whoa,
not like that. Well, yes, like that.
Oh, no, yeah, you can't care, Chloe.
But like a guy and a girl, like.
Well, can I have everyone?
I don't understand the question.
Everyone.
I don't understand the question.
Except for Brain.
Yeah, definitely except for Brain.
Super loser.
What?
She's so manipulative.
I'm not manipulative. You're manipulative.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I guess I am.
I'm like transparent.
Like,
but not literally.
So
that doesn't seem like it's true.
Like a metaphor for transparent.
If you had, say,
you use the
a
word
dangerous
with
secret
metaphors.
That someone could discover.
Similarly to what?
What might Mara catch you doing that would be
delicious? Football.
difficult to explain, or bad if it got out, or.
What he's saying is he wants to be masturbating while doing this. Aha, we found out. Guys, masturbate. Tell the world.
Oh, no. The secret's out.
What if I was destroying school property? She caught me doing it.
Because
at this point, I can't clear my head, and I'm just getting so frustrated, I fly into a rage, and I start punching things.
That would probably be more embarrassing for Gabe.
Yeah.
So you're, like, throwing the football and smashing up.
No, I mean, they come in with some of the training equipment, so I'm tearing the pad off of one of the tackling dummies and just throwing it on the ground and just fucking kicking stuff and, like, putting a couple dents in the drywall and stuff like that, like...
So, I'm going to back up just a little bit here. Usually, if you concentrate and you sit and think, you can focus and you can kind of get a vision.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like,
and I'm just getting
Marcel
angrier
doesn't exist,
and angrier and angrier and angrier, and like I feel I'm pissed off. I've got shot down twice, and I'm just fucking punching stuff and just breaking equipment. I've done several hundred dollars worth of damage. And then what?
And I think you come in and, like, one of the weights gets tossed over his back, so he doesn't even see you.
I don't
even
think that I was already in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Perhaps
yes,
in
please.
A locker?
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Where the Mara dropped
off. All right, this is great. You were, like, chilling in a locker.
Maybe asleep.
And a weight comes flying, smashes into the locker, and the door swings open, waking you up in the process. Maybe he hasn't noticed yet because he's still tossing around.
So, when do I notice Mara?
With the close zoom.
Mara, hey.
What you doing?
Oh, shit. Nothing.
It was really nice in here until you started...
Oh, God, Coach is going to kill me. So, hey, we're cool, right? Look, Mara, do you remember you got really sick last year?
Yeah, I remember.
And do you remember how, like, well,
I'm okay. Playing with one of the broken, let's say it's a autographed...
Trophy.
No. Football.
Okay.
From when are the closest? What is the closest university? Like the big state university that everyone loves.
Let's just call it State University.
State All right. Yeah, it's one of the Cal states.
When our quarterback, the one our quarterback died, and it is just the ball itself has been wrecked in your rage.
I just look, you know, everybody kind of thought you were weird, and like I really wanted to try to help you, and I saw what was going on, and I should have done something, and I feel really bad about
that.
Well,
you know what, cheerleaders, they're supposed to be, you know, pretty and skinny and, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You were just looking out for the team. I understand.
But...
That's what you do, right?
Well, I have to. I mean... What am I supposed to do? I mean, I know what I'm supposed to do. Like, Dad says that God always wants us to do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. And I kind of feel like I didn't do the right thing, and I didn't do the right thing by you. And that's kind of why I feel bad, and... I want to make it up to you somehow. And, well, I guess I might be in a bit of trouble right now.
I wouldn't worry about me. And I wouldn't worry about God either.
So what do we do now?
I glide around to the back, and I drop the football on the floor, and I start rearranging things and putting them back into order.
I help. I start, like, you know, moving the big heavy stuff back.
Are you going to Chloe's party tonight?
I was thinking. Yeah, I mean, I kind of expected to go to those things, even if it is Chloe. Are you going to Chloe's party tonight?
I don't know. I might. I might be Chassis plus one. Laughing?
No, I think that's... She's so friendly, you know?
She is friendly.
So I heard Chloe ditched Robin to go see a movie with you last night.
She did. She left him right on the side of the freeway.
That wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I got his car keys back anyways. So I'll at least have his car when I see him. Do you know where he is? Because I'm a little worried about him.
I'm a little worried about him, too. Robin's a little unusual. I realize it's a pot calling the kettle black and all, but...
Well, I'm just glad to know you're all right.
That's a relative term. But Robin, who knows? He was walking. You know that.
Well, if you see him, let me know. You should really go to the... You going to the
I
party
thought Robin was a chick.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
No, dude, he's my bro. He helps me with my homework.
Huh.
Whoa, that would be weird. No, that can't be right. Really?
It's confusing.
So you going to the party?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think so. I think I want to just do it to at this point to piss Chloe off. Chloe's, it's kind of a thing with, it's complicated. It's a complicated situation.
You're right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to mess with her at all until I know what's up with her and Robin. So she's one of my...
Oh, they're broken
up. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm like 100%. We played so much tonsil hockey.
How well put together is this room?
Super well put together.
I'm backing off. Slowly. Like,
so, do you want to try and hold steady then? You think this is...
I can do that, sure. I was actually considering running away.
Still gotta be there.
Crushed. 12.
Ooh, run the fuck away.
No, that's hold steady.
So you can ask me a question about this situation, or you can get rid of a condition, or you can carry one forward, which isn't really...
You can remove emasculated.
Yeah, I think we're more cool now. But I'm still... I want to remove emasculated or I want to remove riled?
I wouldn't remove riled because...
No, you're right, I'm still pretty riled.
But removing emasculated makes sense because it makes more sense to be rejected by me.
That does, in fact. No, you're right, that's perfect. So
she's weird, that's why she's
all right,
trying to go up.
So you're that way, or...
What way?
With a girl...
Yeah, I'm not single anymore.
I mean, like, a dyke.
I lash out physically.
What are you attempting to do? Just punch
him? I
just
slap him.
And later.
It's a lady's slap. It's the most lady-like thing I've ever done.
Yeah, well, maybe a little lace on it. A little lady's lash out.
It's a 7. Oh, 6.
I was going to say, damn. Vicious. Plus 2 volatile.
I grab her hand.
Yeah.
I see her. I see you winding up. I grab your hand. I'm like, no. It's cool. The Bible doesn't say anything about two chicks. But actually, that.
I don't see why not.
But that's... No, that's cool. I guess if I didn't realize you were that way, sorry, I... The other day.
I don't have a way. I just happen to like... Well, I'm not sure I like Chloe as a person very much.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm taking a second.
That sounds
here we
very
go.
Terrible.
Mark, who you may have texted earlier, evidently, like, caught the last part of that, and you hear the door close as he runs off. Like, you see him just as he's, like, hightailing it.
Great.
Look. I realize that, like, some people right here have a problem, but if everything's cool with this, and I point gesture to the damage in the room, then I'll make sure that my people don't give you a hard time about that thing.
All right, that seems fair. I wasn't gonna give trouble for this anyway, because I don't really care about you know, this. I,
all right.
I just need to sleep somewhere, and I like, it's quiet here. You know.
So Mark probably did also see the damage to the room that you hadn't repaired yet.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he'd be cool with it, maybe not.
No, probably not, but he doesn't know I did it. Well, he probably does.
Circumstantial evidence.
But we'll burn that bridge when we come to it. I could probably get him to do what I want.
Alright, well, I think we're going to call
Senior. Yeah, totally Senior.
Oh, mm-hmm. And I lost track physically, I forgot.
Ooh, you got an advance.
You can take?
No, not yet.
Okay, we'll think about that. And also, is there anyone who still has a scene they particularly want to do?
I would like to do one scene where I ask Raz for some party favors.
Okay. Anybody else have a thing?
I should talk to my mom at some point.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Just get rid of that. Thought I had a... Oh, right there. Alright, well... While you're thinking about what you're going to do, let's go talk to Raz.
I'm in the ladies' room. A little less cocky. Sitting in one of the stalls. Take out a razor blade. Raz.
Chloe.
Raz.
Favorite little girl. Oh. What do you want?
Well, I know this is beneath your greatness, but I'm having a party tonight.
A party?
Yeah, everyone's gonna be there, because here they think I'm really nice, and they don't...
You're inviting me to your party.
I'm adding one to hot.
If you would like to go, my lord, of course you can. Whatever pleases you. But I was gonna ask you if you could... Well, I don't have much money... And I don't really have a car anymore, and I was wondering if you could have some party things sent over, you know, to make my party cool so everyone would like me.
I could probably arrange that. What would you give me in return? I'm assuming you're using your...
Yeah. Strings attached. What about another squirrel? Was that... That was okay, right? I tried to please you, my lord. But I didn't like that very much. Maybe I could just cut myself a little bit more. I didn't like hurting the squirrel.
You have a very nice basement.
Uh-huh.
During the party... I will pick someone and you will send them down to the basement for me.
Okay, are they going to be like what I am? I mean, that is of course your will, if you wish it.
If they are worthy.
Okay. Would that hurt?
You won't feel a thing.
Okay, well, I like that. Well, thank you very much.
What kind of things did you want?
Oh, we need beer and some food. Probably
okay.
probably more booze. Probably mostly booze, actually, in cups. If you got any ping pong balls, I guess that would be nice too. Not that you have to, of course. What favors you party us with is yours to choose.
This will be their best party ever. Just do not fail me.
At the park.
Yes, of course. Who, may I ask, will you wish, or will you tell me later?
I think you will find someone suitable at the party.
Okay, surely. I can do that for you. I'll find someone.
Everyone's going to be coming, right?
Yes, yeah, of course, yes.
Well then, find someone who would be desirous of my boons and bring them to me during the party.
Yes, of course, yes. Yes, my lord.
Then, do not worry about a thing. Everything will be provided for.
That is wonderful to hear.
Thank you. It is. I'm looking forward to this very much. as his voice fades, the room lights up. It's
dark without me even noticing.
Yeah, it was pitch black, and you're almost blinded by the normal everyday light of the bathroom. That is streaming through what you thought was cigarette smoke, but has a decidedly less pleasant smell, more like burnt electric and rancid meat. But you didn't really notice it until he'd gone. Amazingly, there's still blood on your arm, but like as you push your sleeve up, it doesn't hurt. And you like pull the sleeve back a second, and where the sleeve has pulled away, like white soaked up the blood, there's no wound.
Now I can't post the picture to my life journal.
I wrote Raz on my arm, but it didn't come out. And I think that's scene. And then we're going to skip forward to... your mom usually picks you up, too, or does she only drive you to school?
She only drives me to school. I walk home.
I think today she's actually waiting outside. Like, you see her car after school.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
Something going on?
We can talk about it at home. How was school today? And she like pulls out, going a little faster than she normally drives.
It was normal, I guess. It was quiet. Some kids were in today. I think, you know, probably I'm getting drunk or something. You know.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
The bright ones, you know. How was work?
I didn't go to work today.
You sick?
A little. We'll talk about it when we get home.
Oh, I can't. Okay, that's okay. What's up?
She's very reticent. She seems. She keeps like trying to bring up school and changing the subject.
I had math, and then I took a nap, and I...
Naps are good.
Yeah. And then we had a creepy sub in Spanish who kept on hitting on that girl who smells funny. And that was weird, because, I mean, if you're going to hit on any girl, why hit on the smelly one, right?
Is this... Unless is this your like friend Claire or Liz?
Liz.
Or was there somebody else who was smelly? I'm
no, sorry, they're I have the a hard time
remembering
ones.
All of your friends.
Liz is the one that smells bad. Claire is the one who smells like whatevs.
Oh.
She smells like a whole bunch of different stuff. But Liz is the bad smelly. Claire is good smelly.
So I think about this point is when you guys pull into home and do you have a favorite drink? Like chocolate milk or, you know,
yeah,
something
chocolate
like
milk.
Okay.
Something like thick, you know.
Yeah, she like gets out a jar of chocolate milk and sits it on the counter in a couple of glasses. So I went to the doctor a couple of weeks back, and they thought it was nothing, but he had me come back for some more tests today just to be sure.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have to go to the hospital for a few days.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's nothing, but they want to have me in there for observation.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay on your own?
Yeah. Yeah. What did they think it? Do you know what they think it is?
It's some big words. I'm not good with all of that medical crap. So I know you don't have your license yet, but we've been doing a little practicing. So I want you to take the car and just be really careful.
Yeah,
until I'm back, okay?
Of course. I'm worried about you.
I'm sure it's nothing. I'll be fine. I just, you know, we've got good doctors.
Okay. Well, I'll promise I'll stay out of trouble, and I'll only use the car for school, and you know, if I need to run get groceries, stuff like that.
Parties.
I'll be super careful. Anything you need me to do?
No, they just wanted to run some tests and make sure everything's okay. And
okay.
I don't feel bad, so I think it's dumb, but you know, the county's insurance says that I've gotta do what the doctors say, so.
Okay. Alright. Well, thank you for Right.
Of course. You know, I'd do anything for you.
Right. I'm quite aware of that. Quite aware.
All right, I think we are going to call scene there.
Okay.
And unless anyone else has something, I think I'm going to call it an evening.
Can the hair dyeing go poorly off screen?
Sure.
Yes. About as well as it sounds like adding Gatorade to bleach.
I think you did. It did go well enough that you decided to use like Kool-Aid, not
the blue stuff from the Chatter's closet.
Thank God, because
that would have been real bad.
Might have killed you.
Well, you probably would have showed up with no hair at all, and then
That might have been actually cooler though. Like half the hair gone.
Yeah.
It's a radical new look.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.